everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy May 16th. We're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today's topic is sense of wonder, and their quote is from Rachel Carson. Here's what Rachel has to say. If a child is to keep alive his inborn sense of wonder, he needs the companionship of at least one adult who can share it, rediscovering with him the joy, excitement, and mystery of the world we live in. Social research shows us that one of the most important factors for a child becoming a caring, responsible adult is the influence and encouragement of adult mentors. These adults could be parents or other family members, teachers, church leaders, anyone with a sincere interest in the child's success. You know what I find interesting about this message is that kids and adult children of abuse, we might have had people in our lives who did exactly this, who told us that they loved us, who told us that, you know, you were the best thing, best decision I ever made, and showed us love, reminded us all the time how wonderful we are. And there's one person who maybe didn't. And, you know, this is on the eve of the post of Mother's Day. And for some of us, like myself, that reinforcement of love and encouragement and influence, healthy, positive influence, a sincere interest for my well-being didn't come from my biological mother. And what I find is interesting is that we redirect ourselves to the person who rejected and neglected, and not focusing on the people who didn't reject us, the people who accepted us, the people who loved us, the people who were healthy. I find that fascinating. I find it fascinating that the energy gravitates toward that other person versus the folks who did show that, who did share the joy and excitement and the mystery of the world that we live in, as well as the sincere interest for our well-being. It's really hard to flip it because that's what every kid wants, approval and love from their parent. And when they don't get it, they try to do whatever they can to get it. And I think it's really a difficult life lesson to learn that it wasn't ours to convince in the first place. It's not. All right. So how can we move our focus then to the people who did and do? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that one. I'm still working on it myself. If you have any suggestions, it's not a matter of, oh, just do it. Sometimes it's really hard to just, oh, just do it. Yep. We got that emotional factor attached to it.
Let's read what the affirmation for the day is. But going back to my original thought, if you have any suggestions, you want to be on the show, talk about what you've done that's been helpful and you think it could help other people, drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. We're going to keep on working on that one. And here's the affirmation. Whether or not I have children, I can find a way to help a child succeed. I can join a volunteer organization. I can tutor a neighbor's child or coach an after-school team. There are many things I could do to make a real difference in a young person's life. Boy, I got to tell you something. That is so true. There are so many things that a person can do, and it doesn't have to be big. It can be a simple thing to make an influence in a young person's life. I can tell you firsthand that when my phone blows up because it's kids that are messaging me for a variety of reasons, I'll get a message. And it tells me that, hey, you know what? There's a seed that's planted. This person, they're going to be good. They're solid. They get it, you know? Because yes, you can make a real difference in a young person's life. You certainly can. And it takes a village. It certainly takes a village. And I think that's one of the beautiful things. If you think about existing, it's a beautiful thing when you can make a difference, a real difference in someone's life, because you can. Because you can. I do. I think that's one of the fundamental things about being a human being and actually coexisting in the world with even like animals too. You can make such a difference. I saw a video yesterday of this nonprofit here in Minnesota that had a adoption day on Mother's Day. And it was so cool to see all these dogs get adopted. It's just wonderful. And their faces of one was particular had their head on their new mommy's shoulder while she was driving. It was just precious. So yes, we can make a real difference in a young person's life. We can make a difference in even an adult's life. The point is that we can make a difference, and how beautiful it is that we can help someone rediscover themselves, the joy of life, the excitement of life, and the mystery, the wonder, and the awe of living. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. Remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.